Okay, next we'd like to introduce Jim Garlow. He's the lead pastor of Skyline Church in San Diego. He's a best-selling author and a sought-after speaker. He's heard daily on over 800 radio stations in his one-minute historical commentary called The Garlow Perspective. He's an outspoken advocate for the family and the unborn. He and his wife, Carol, have four children and four grandchildren. Well, please welcome Jim Garlow.
The entire world is focused right now on the country of Haiti for some obvious reasons. The estimates are that as high, some have said, that 500,000 people have lost their lives there. And what has moved the entire globe is the visual images of what is going on there. 500,000 is a lot of people. But if you multiply that times 100, 50 million is a lot more. When the images of abortion are exposed, when the pictures and the glimpses of what is taking place, when the word gets out, it is going to move this nation to change its laws. And the day will come, I believe in my lifetime, where we will see unborn babies protected by law in this land, in the womb. It's a winnable war. Truth is on our side. We have four adopted children. At one point when I was living in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, a hospital there, a county hospital, was considering having abortions. We went and we gave speeches. My 12-year-old daughter, adopted, asked if she could give a speech. And she ended the speech with those words that you have heard from other sources when she said, It's true I was an unwanted pregnancy, but I'm a very wanted child. There are no unwanted children. 2 million couples wait to adopt. I praise God that somewhere out there are four courageous birth mothers who chose to make an incredible decision, an awesome decision. They defended the right of their child to be born and have blessed our homes. And I watched Janie and Joshua and Jacob and Josie, and I cannot look at them without thinking, praise God that somebody got to a birth mother and taught them the value of life. And they live today, and they're awesome, and they bless me. I speak to you as an evangelical Protestant pastor, to the majority of you that are Roman Catholics, to say an enormous heartfelt thank you. Thank you for standing on this issue, Catholics. Thank you for standing on this issue, Catholics. You got it in 1973. You understood immediately what was at stake. You rose up. We were sluggish. We were slow. For reasons I don't fully understand, we did not get it. We came to the party late. It took us 3, 4, 5 years, some a decade, some longer. But we are here with you, and we're committed with you. And we thank God for you, the way you have stood during this time. Proposition 8 was a battle we've all recently won in this state. And it's intriguing. It's very intriguing to me what the evil one meant for evil. God has turned for good. Because there are so many of us, as evangelical Protestants, did not know our Catholic brothers and sisters until Prop 8 came along. And we discovered we are one with you. And it's an honor to partner with you. And the enemy is nervous about our oneness. And we celebrate the oneness with you this day. I congratulate the people who put this together as a fit together. You need to know what it cost. Most of you are unaware. I just found out moments ago it cost over $60,000 to do this event today. $60,000. They need another $10,000 right now to break even this year. I want to be one. I want to give to this event. I want to support this event. I want to see this event continue to grow. I believe in what's happening here. Will you join me in contributing to this event? Let's take care of that debt. You can text on your phone. Behind me is a small banner. You can text on your phone to 20222. They didn't ask me to say this. I asked if I could say this. You can text 20222. And at the end of the walk, there'll be a donation booth. And I encourage us all to pay a 5 or 10, whatever you can pay, to help cover the cost. And at the same time, let's get next year paid for, so it's going to be bigger and better. I want to take just one moment before I leave this part of the theme, and that is, as an evangelical Protestant, I want to ask forgiveness for any ways in which we put division between us. Praise God, those days are over. And because of this oneness, we're going to see an outbreak of morals in this country and a spiritual renewal. My PhD is in historical theology, so I try to understand trends and when they're coming. And it seems to me that the possibility exists. We're seeing the precursor of a great revival, a great spiritual renewal coming to our land today. We're witnessing as that begins to unfold. I take people on tours of Europe to some of the great thinkers in Europe. And I love to go to various countries, Germany, France, and Switzerland, Czech Republic, and England, and take people on historical tours of those countries to understand where God's hand has been active there. But one of the places we stop at is a very unpleasant place. It's in Germany. It's called Buchenwald. It's a concentration camp. And I let people on the bus know what we're about to see. Some people refuse to go in. Others go on in, and they come back out. Some become nauseous and sick, and they're concerned they're going to vomit at what they've seen. Because what they've seen is the instruments of torture. What would happen? What happened for years when 6 million people were killed? And they cannot take the sights of it. Let me tell you, the day will come. The day will come when there will be tours in this land of abortuaries, the killing centers in our city. And they will say, is it possible? Is it possible that this could have happened? Is it possible that these kind of things could have happened? Where were the people when this was happening? And you will be able to say, I was there. I was speaking out against it. I was standing for the truth of Jesus Christ. I did not back away. It was not politically correct, but I took my stand. And I was there in San Francisco in 2010. And I saw the walls begin to come down. When abortion will be legal no more in this land. This is a winnable war. Let's go forth.
This is Immaculate Heart Radio.